Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadi Hey. We left off on Daf Tzadi Hey Amud Aleph at the top, toward the top of the page, at Ibayiluhu, about seven lines into the page. 7 lines into the page, at Ibayiluhu. So the Gemara is going to raise a Shaila. We're going to discuss the Lechem HaPanim. So we know that normally there is a Psul called Psul Yotzei. That is normally when you have Kachim that leaves the premises of the Mikdash. But in the Mishkan, things were different because it wasn't only about leaving the premises, but it was also about the entire premises leaving, because the Mishkan was always traveling. So the Gemara is going to raise the Shaila about whether Lechem HaPanim are Nifsal B'Masa'os, or they're not Nifsal B'Masa'os. And the Gemara is going to have, on Amud Aleph, three different explanations of exactly what that Shaila is. What exactly is the Metzius that we're bothered by, that we're asking the question about, in terms of Lechem HaPanim? Meaning, where was Lechem HaPanim at this point? What stage was it that we're leaving this as a Shaila? And then on Amud Beis, we're going to have a Mishnah that continues the discussion about Shtei Alechem and about Lechem HaPanim, and it's going to tell us about the Lisha, the Aricha, the Afia of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem HaPanim. Where were those done? Did they have to be done by Kodesh, or could they be done even by Chol, which obviously relates very much to the point of at what point they become Kadosh. Do they become Kadosh at the stage of baking, before the stage of baking, after the stage where you bake them? So that's going to be a significant discussion on Amud Beis about the Kiddush of Lechem HaPanim. In fact, toward the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to try to understand the conversation that happened in Nov, Yira Kohanim, when David HaMelech showed up claiming to be a messenger of Shaul, but of course really being on the run from Shaul. So there was some conversation about the lechem, because David was hungry, he asked for lechem, they said, oh, all we got here is Lechem HaPanim. So there was some conversation about the Lechem HaPanim and its Kedusha, and we're going to plug that into the different shitos about when Lechem HaPanim in fact becomes Kadosh. So let's begin again, Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph, and we are holding at Ibayiluhu. First one line is Rokedes. That reminds me, Sfina Rokedes. We said yesterday that one shita is that the Lechem HaPanim was shaped like a Sfina Rokedes. So Rav Shechter pointed out that he thought that that's where the minhag comes from, to have braided challahs. That we just were holding them the wrong way. When you put them upside down, they wouldn't stand properly because of the braiding, and it would look a little bit like a boat. So he thought that's where the minhag comes from. Others suggest that no, that the challahs are really, they're long and narrow, they're shaped like a vav, that the Zohar writes that there's supposed to be 12 challahs, so we don't have 12 challahs, we have a vav and a vav. So two vavs that make 6 plus 6. That's dafka for Shabbos, and that's why in Yantif we have round challahs as opposed to the straight challahs, because there's no inyan of 12 challahs on Yantif. That's one of the issues of trying to be miyashiv Nigla and Nistar, because in Nigla it's lechemishna, you have 2 challahs, but in Nistar the Zohar talks about 12 challahs. So is there any way that we're actually having both 12 challahs and 2 challahs? So the Gra says, no, it's not about the 2 vavs. The Gra says that we have 3 meals on Shabbos, 2 challahs at each meal, and there's a din of betziah akula sheirusa. So according to some Rishonim, that means that you cut both loaves at each meal. So if you cut 6 loaves over the course of Shabbos, you end up with 12. So that's where what the Zohar meant by 12 challahs. So different suggestions of how exactly to be miyashiv by Rebbes. A lot of times they'll actually have 12 challahs around by the Lechem Mishnah, more than Lechem Mishnah. But that's the issue. So every minhag Yisrael, things that you would think are just convention and that they have absolutely nothing to do with any sort of halachic basis. So we always work hard to try to find if there's any sort of halachic basis. So Shechter thought that the zecher to the Lechem HaPanim in our Lechem Mishnah is that we have them braided, and it's sort of like an upside down boat. And if you would flip it over, it would look a little bit like a boat. Okay, so let's get started. So says Gemara, Ibayiluhu, Lechem HaPanim nifsal b'masaos, o'eino nifsal b'masaos. When Klal Yisrael was traveling from place to place, they took down the Mishkan and the Klaim, and they moved the Shulchan with the Lechem on it. So does the Lechem become pasul b'yotzei as it was being moved, because the removing of the Klaim is considered as if it was yotzei chutz min ha-Klaim, outside of the Chatzar al-Moed? Or do we say, no, it's on the Shulchan, so it's not yotzei at all. It's right there on the Shulchan. So the Achronim have a number of discussions over here. The Taras HaKodesh raises the question, why does the Gemara not simply answer that it's clearly not Nifsal from the fact that they carry it on the Shulchan while they're traveling? That's what Rashi over here says, that in Dibra Maskel Nifsal. If it were in fact Nifsal, why would they carry it on the Shulchan while they were traveling? When the Lechem becomes Nifsal, Dino Besreifa, it's supposed to be burnt, so why would you keep it on the Shulchan? So the Taras HaKodesh suggests an answer that we learn from the Pasuk that Kachim Kachim that becomes Nifsal is only burnt by Kodesh. Gemara Psachim Chavdal and Beis. That yes, it requires Sreifa, but Sreifa must be done by Kodesh. And while they were traveling, there was no Makom Kadosh to do the Sreifa. They couldn't burn it by Kodesh. So they left the Lechem on the Shulchan until they got to their next encampment, and that's where they burnt it, b'makom kadosh. That's what the Taras HaKodesh suggests, why they let, if it is in fact Nifsal B'Yotzei, why they left it on the Shulchan while they were traveling. So a lot of the later Acharim are not so pleased with that, because if the Lechem actually requires Sreifa, and it's just that, on a technicality, you can't be sorry if it right now, because you don't have a Makom Kadosh, so why do you leave it on the Shulchan? Take it off of the Shulchan. Okay, I understand why you're not burning it right now, but why would you leave it on the Shulchan? Why would you leave it on a Klisharis? Take it off of the Shulchan and burn it when you get to the next place. So some suggest, based on a Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says that even if the Lechem is Nifsal, there's a mitzvah to keep it on the Shulchan to fulfill the pasuk of Lechem Tamid, that there's a din of Tamid by the Lechem upon him that is independent of the kashrus and the psul of the lechem. So granted, normally we have a din that it's chayv b'sreifa, and you're supposed to do that as soon as you can, but if we're going to be delayed till we are able to fulfill that sreifa, so then we might as well fulfill this other din of lechem tamid, of keeping the lechem on the shulchan in a more constant way. Another discussion that the Archonim have is why the Gemara raises this suffix about something that clearly is not nogea lemaisa anymore. Meaning, we have a notion the Gemara raises in a number of places, Hilchasa l'Mashiach, that why would you bring a halacha that's not going to be nogea until Mashiach? This is even worse. This is really ma'idahava havet. Even when Mashiach comes, it's not going to be nogea, because we can have a base of Mikdash. We know exactly where it's going to be, and it's going to stay there. We're not going to be traveling with it. So the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Hei Amud Beis, has a suffix how the Levishas Begadim of Aaron Ubanov went. So the Gemara says, the Ma'inaf Gemina, ma'idahava havet. What already happened, happened. I'm sure Moshe Rabbeinu figured it out, and he knew what to do. So Mestama, while they were traveling in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, they had qualified people to deal with it. They don't need us to paskin their shailas retroactively. So what's the whole discussion over here? So Tosas and Maseches Yuma over there quotes the Sugi Chagiga and Sanhedrin, where the Gemara also raises Sveikos about what things that were done, even though it's no longer relevant. And in those places, the Gemara doesn't ask Maida Hava Hava, and Tosos Maseches Chagiga, and this Chagiga Davav suggests that wherever it's going to be relevant to understanding Pshat and Psukim, or there's some limud l'doros, the Gemara doesn't ask Maida Hava Hava. So that's what the Sefer Mincha Torah points out. So maybe there's some relevance over here in this Shaili, either in terms of understanding Psukim, or in some relevance, Ladoros. In the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, he suggests that the Nafkamina is about Zavim Mutzaraitim going into the Makom HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh, that when the Mikdash is gone, so is there still Kedusha. But it's not such a clear parallel at all, because obviously there's a difference between the Makom being moved and the Mikdash being removed from a Makom, and whether that original Makom still has Kedusha. But he tries to connect that those two issues to try to give it some halacha lemaisa significance, because without halacha lemaisa significance, we should have asked Maida Hava Hava. But anyway, so the Gemara Shaila is, when we were traveling, does the Lechem become Nifsal or not? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Chad Amar Nifsal, V'Chad Amar Eino Nifsal. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, whether it does or does not become Pasul. So Mandi Amar Nifsal, the one that says that the Lechem becomes Nifsal while we were traveling, he learns it to Chsiv, Kasher Yachanu Kein Yisau. The Pasuk in the Parshas Bamidbar, when it talks about the traveling of the Bnei Yisrael, makes a hekish between the times that we were traveling and the times that we were encamped. And the Hekesh goes, it teaches the following. Ma b'chani yaso nifsal b'yotzei, af b'nis yaso nifsal Yotze. Just like when we were encamped, if the lechem would leave the Kla'im, it became pasul. So too when the Mishkan was traveling and the Kla'im were taken apart, the lechem is now outside of the Kla'im, and Mimela, it's Nifsal B'Yotze. Mandi Amareinu Nifsal, the one that says that Mandi Amareinu Nifsal, the one that says that it's not Nifsal, he derives it to Chsiv, because when it talks about carrying the Shulchan as they were traveling, the Pasuk says, V'lechem HaTamid, Alav Yiyah. From the fact that the Torah calls it Lechem HaTamid, even while they were traveling and the Klayim were down, we see that the Lechem remains, it retains its status of Kedusha, even while they were traveling. So the Gemara says, V'idach Nami, what about the Shita that holds that the Lechem HaPanim is not Nifsal, Haksiv, Kasher Yachnu, Ken Yisau? What do you do with the Hekish between the Chaniya and the Nisiya? So the Gemara says, no, you're right, there is such a Hekish, but that Hekish does not teach me that just like when Lechem goes Chutz L'Klayim while we were encamped, it becomes Pasul, that it's also going to be Pasul while we were traveling. Le'idach Kisa, the Hekish should go the other way. Ma b'chaniyaso ki lo yotzu mimukom lo mifsal. Just like when we're staying in one place, if the lechem is still on the shulchan, it does not become pasul. Af b'nisiyaso ki lo yotzu mimkom lo mifsal. So too, while we're traveling, if the lechem stays on the shulchan, it doesn't become pasul. The lechem never becomes pasul when it's on the shulchan. V'idach nami, what about the shita that holds that the lechem apanim is nifsal b'masaos haksiv lechem atamid alav yiyah? What do you do with the pasuk lechem atamid alav yiyah, which makes it sound like the lechem retains its kedusha so long as it's on the shulchan? So how are you going to explain that the lechem apanim becomes nifsal b'masaos? Elkias Rav Dimi, so Rav Dimi has an entirely different explanation. We said we're going to have three explanations of the issue, so now we're up to number two, the second explanation of the issue. Elkias Rav Dimi, Amar, b'mesudu d'kolayam l'obligi. In fact, if the lechem remains mesudar on the shulchan, everyone agrees that the lechem is not nifsal b'yotze, even while we were traveling, and that's because the pasuk says, v'lechem atamid alav yihyeh, we actually follow exactly the simple pshat in the pasuk that it retains its kedusha so long as it's on the shulchan. El ki pligi b'mesulak. The whole machlokas of Yochanan Meshum Levi is when the lechem is off of the shulchan. They already took the lechem off of the shulchan like they do every Shabbos, and then they started to travel. So mandi amar nifsal, the shita that holds that it becomes pasul b'masaos tichsiv kasher yachanu. Again, that hekish between Chaniya and Nisiya. Ma b'chaniya, so just like when the lechem when the Mishkan is in its place, if the lechem leaves the Kla'im, nifsal b'yotze, becomes pasul b'yotze, af b'nisiya, so to when the Mishkan gets taken down, and therefore by definition, the lechem is not inside the Kla'im, it's outside the Kla'im Mishkan, mifsal b'yotze, becomes pasul b'yotze. And the mandi amar heinu nifsal, the shita that holds, that even after the lechem is off the shulchan and we start traveling, the lechem does not become pasul d'chsiv, because the pasuk describes the traveling in the midbar, v'nasa ovel moed. Afal pishanasa ovel moed hi. That even ovel moed hu, even when we're traveling, there's still a shame and a kedusha of ovel moed. So the lechem is considered as if it's in the chatzer ovel moed. So that's the machloka. So the Gemara explains, if you hold that lechem that's mesulak is not nifsal, because the pasuk says kasher yachanu ken yisau, v'idach nami yaksiv kasher yachanu ken yisau. What about the shita that's cholek, that the lechem upon it is not nifsal b'masaus? What do you do with kasher yachanu ken yisau, which implies that the lechem that's off of the table becomes nifsal when you travel, becomes nifsal b'yotzei, just like it would be nifsal b'chaniyaso? So the Gemara says, you're right that there is such a hekish, but that hekish does not come to teach me that it's considered to be nifsal b'yotze while we were traveling. Rather, li'idach kisa. That hekish should be going in the other direction. Ma b'chaniyaso ki lo mapik le lo mifsal, af b'nisiyaso ki lo mapik le lo mifsal. Just like when the Mishkan is in one spot, when you do not take the lechem outside of the klaim, you do not remove them outside of the klaim, they do not become pasul. So too, while we're traveling, if you didn't remove the lechem outside of the machne levia, then it does not become pasul. So that's the limer in the other direction. I v'iduch nami. What about the shita that's cholik and olz lechem upon him does become nifsal? Haksiv v'nasa ol moed. What do you do with the pasuk that says v'nasa ol moed, which sounds like even during the masa'us that the mishkan is down, it's still called ol moed. So why would the lechem become pasul? The lechem that has already been removed from the shulchan become pasul? Says Gemara, hu l'dgalim hu da'asa. You're misunderstanding that pasuk entirely. V'nasa ol moed is Lamed, the seder of the masa ol moed in the degalim, in the within the arrangement of the traveling that we had in the midbar. Not to tell me that even in the mishkan is down, it's still called an ol moed. No, it's just telling us the proper arrangement of traveling. The idach and the sheet that holds the lachem upon him is not nifsal b'masa'us, and we derive that from v'nasa ol moed that the lachem is still going to be kosher. So how was he going to know the seder of the traveling of the ol moed inside the degalim? So mimachne aleviim betocha machnos nafka. The pasuk goes on to say machne aleviim betocha machnos. That teaches us the seder masa degalim. Okay, so now the Gemara says. So now that we have this machlokas, and again we're still in the second version of the machlokas, that the machlokas is if the lechem upon him has already been removed from the shulchan. So now that it's already been removed from the shulchan and the mishkan travels, do we assume that that lechem upon him is nifsal biyotze? So we have this machlokas. So meisvei, the kasha is asked on the shita that holds that it's not nifsal. The Brisa tells us at the time that they were getting ready to travel and they would roll up the parochos, kachim nifsalim beyotze, all kachim that had to be eaten, betocha klaim, which is code word for kachay kachim, all kachay kachim became pasul beyotze, because the kachim is right now bachut, since we've taken away the mishkan that surrounds it. So the Brice explains that even though that when the mishkan was taken down, it's not kasher for achilas kachim, but the kedusha of the machanos, the whole, meaning there was a whole system of kedusha, there was machanos Shechina, but there was also Machna Levia and Machna Yisrael. Now the Machna Shechina was the Mishkan. So when you would take down the Mishkan, you no longer had a Machna Shechina. But does that mean you also, by definition, the whole thing unravels and therefore you don't have a Machna Levia or a Machna Yisrael either? There are different halachos, different Tamei people. A Metzor is sent out Chutz Mi Gimel Machanos. He's not allowed in any of the Machanos, even out of the Machna Yisrael. Whereas a Zav is not allowed in the Machna Shechina, but is not allowed in the Machna Leviya, but is allowed in the Machna Yisrael. A Tamei Meis is not allowed in the Machna Shechina, but is allowed in the Machna Leviya. There's still no Gehel Maisib is Manazah. Obviously, this is very no Gehel Maisib in terms of Harabayis. Right? A person has Tumazav, which we assume Kol HaMi'aretz have a status of Tumazav, so we're not allowed on the Harabayis, which is the Machna Leviya. The Azara would be the Machna Shechina. The Harabayis is the Machna Leviya, is the equivalent of the Machna Leviya. So that's why Zav doesn't go on Harabayis. Those who do go on Harabayis will be Tovil first, because to be metar themselves from Tumaziva. People wonder sometimes, you're toveling, but what's happening to your Tumas Meis? We're all Tumei Meisim. Yeah, that's a different thing. Of course they're still Tumei Meisim. That's why they're careful not to go into the Azara. They assume that we know exactly where, or roughly, where the Azara is, so we're careful not to go into the Azara, not to go into the Machna Shechina. But in the Machna Leviya, they do go. So what happens when the Machna Shechina disappears? So what happens to the Machna Leviya and the Machna Yisrael? So that's what the Brisa continues and says, V'zavon mutzarayin mishtalchim chutz l'mechitzasan. Even though the Machna Shechina is disassembled, the Zavon and mutzarayin are still have to go outside of their mechitza, that the Zavon are outside of the Machna Leviya and the mutzarayim are outside even of the Machna Yisrael. So my love, afilu lachem upon him, but the bottom line is, doesn't the Brisa mean to tell me that at the Shas Siluk Masos, all the kachim becomes possible, even the lechem upon him, because it said the kachim is nifsal, so doesn't that include the lechem upon him? It says, Marlo, bar mi lechem apanim. It means all the rest of the kashrut, not the lechem apanim. So the Gemara is going to ask on it in a second, but before we get to that, Tosos and Zvachim and Daf Samach Aleph says that a zav and mitzora are mishtalach, even though it seems that the kedushas hamishkan is gone because kashrut becomes nifsal because the zav goes outside the machnah leviyah, mitzora outside of machnah yisrael, and those machnos are not batel bipiruk hamishkan when the mishkan is taken apart, as opposed to kachim, which are nifsal when they leave the machne shechina, which is toch haklayim, and the machne shechina is totally batel, as we explained. So Taras HaKodesh explains that around the Aron, which is the place that's closest to the shechina, the Levim are currently there because they're the ones that are carrying the mishkan. So the area immediately around the Aron must have a status of Machne Leviya. So that's why he says Timim Esam Arashluchim Chutz LeMachne Shechina are not Mishtalchim B'Masaos, meaning everything just sort of moves over a little bit, the Taras HaKodesh explains. But the point, however, is that the other two Machnos still exist, and they still have to be, the Halachos of those two Machnos still have to be observed. But that was all beside the point, really. The reason we quoted this Brisa is because the Brisa said that at the time of Siluk Masaos, the country So we thought that was a pretty good raya that the lechem apanim, which has to be eaten in the machne shechina, is nifsal biyotze. Says Gemara, no, all other kachim, not the lechem apanim. So I asked the Gemara, come on, manavshach, e oel moed dafkahu. If when it says oel moed, when the Torah says that v'nasa oel moed, it means that even when the mishkan is taken apart, it still has a din of oel moed. So then, just like the lechem apanim is not nifsal because it's still in the Yawel Moed, Afilu Kachim Nami, other Kachim also shouldn't be Nifsal. It says if the Yawel Moed is still around, so why would we passel other Kachim? The Yawel Moed Lav Dafka, and if Yawel Moed is Lav Dafka, meaning that while we are traveling, we lose the status of Yawel Moed, Afilu Lechem Apanim Nami, then the Lechem Apanim should also be considered to be passel at the time that we're traveling. Why would we distinguish between the Lechem Apanim and other Kachim? Eloki Yasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he explained the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi in a third way. You're right, everyone agrees Oel Moed is Lav Dafka, and therefore while we are traveling, the Lechem Apanim becomes Pasul as well. But Mar Amar B'Mesudar, Mar Amar B'Mesu, Mar Amar B'Mesulak V'lo Pligi. There's no Machlokas at all that the Shita that holds that the Lechem does not become Pasul while we travel assumes we're talking about Lechem that's still Mesudar on the Shulchan, and everyone agrees to that. And the shita that holds that it does become possible while we travel assumes that we're talking about the lechem apanim that's been removed from the shulchan, and everyone agrees to that. So there is no machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi. The pasuk v'nasa ol moed teaches us that kachim kalim are neechal b'kol machni yisrael are neechal even b'shas masos when the klayim are down. That's what Tosfos points out. So from the maskana of the Gemara, it's mashma that lahalacha we don't say this din of af. Right, that when the lechem is off the shulchan and we're traveling, that lechem is now outside of the Oel Moed. Kachim that are nechal betoch haklayim, kachay kachim, become pasul while we travel. So Tosfos raises the following question. Tosfos in Dibra Maschil Mar points out from the Gemara in Zvachim and of Samach Aleph, it sounds not that way. The Gemara over there says that Kachay Kachim are Nechal before the Levium put up the Mishkan and after they take down the Mishkan. So it sounds like after they take down the Mishkan, even though the Kalayim are already taken down, the Kachay Kachim are still Nechal. Now we don't say that it's automatically possible as we're traveling, but from our Maskana in the Gemara over here, it sounds like everyone agrees that the Kachay Kachim is going to become possible when we travel. So Tosa suggests that maybe we're talking about in Zvachim that the Kla'im have still not been removed. But Tosa says over there it's talking about that the Mizbeach was already traveling. The Masa Mizbeach passes as if it was Nifkama Mizbeach. That's clear in the Gemara. So Tosa suggests that over there the Gemara doesn't hold, like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, that Kachim are Nifsal B'Nesiyas HaMizbeach. And then Tosfos quotes Rashi over there, who says that after they took down the Mishkan, does not mean that the Mizbeach was already being moved. It just means the Mishkan was disassembled, but the Klayim and the Mizbeach were still in place. But the rest of the Mishkan was taken apart. So it's at an earlier stage of the of taking apart of the Mishkan. Otherwise, you just can't reconcile the sugya. So Tosfos struggles back and forth a little bit over here because it sounds very clearly Elokiyos HaRavin that the maskana of our Gemara is going to be that when the lechem and all the kachim, but when the lechem is off the shulchan, but all other kachim as well, when the Mishkan is traveling, it actually becomes possible. So Abaye says, what do we see from this brisa? Amar Abaye Shema Mina, from this brisa that the kachim that's in the Azara while we're traveling becomes possible, it's biyotze, we see that Yesh Siluk Masa'os Belayla, that when the Amura Anan would go from the Oel Moed as a simon that it's time to travel, when that would happen at night, we would have to travel right then in the middle of the night. We would not wait ad sheyoyer hayom. We wouldn't wait until became light the next day. Why? Because if you would hold that they would wait for daytime to travel, Amos Madli Litzafra. Well, my Iriyah Mishum Yotze, typically Divsale Belina. Well, then when would the Brisa be saying that they took apart the Kla'im and therefore the Kachim became Pasul? The next morning, when it actually became time to travel. Yeah, but by the next morning, the Kachim's Pasul anyway. By the next morning, forget about the fact that it's Chutz L'Kla'im now, Chutz Min HaKla'im, it's already Pasul Belina, because a whole Laila passed by and the Evarim of the Karban are already Nifsal Belina after a whole night has passed by. So it has to be that the Bryce is talking about where we began traveling during the night and the Kachim became possible even though the night's not over yet. It's not yet possible Belina. So you see that we would travel even Belila. That's the indication that we would travel even Belila. Tosas raises the question, Dibra Maskel Shema in the bottom Tosas on the page, why don't we say that the Anan was Nala Be'emtza Yom after they already brought the Karbanos, and they travel be'emtzayom, where the Karbanos are not yet nifsal belina. Meaning, how is this a raya that they would travel in the middle of the night? Maybe they would travel in the middle of the day. And that's what it's talking about, that in the middle of the day, the Anan moves, and it's time to move, and we travel, and we take apart the Mishkan. So there's no psalina yet, the Karbanos of that day. We already brought the Karbanos of that day. So it's not going to be psalina till tomorrow. So how does this tell you anything about traveling at night? So based on that, Tosfos explains the Gemara entirely differently. And Tosfos says that if we were to say that the Bnei Yisrael were Yotzei L'Masa'os, it would have to be the meaning, what you would have to say to be miyashiv this, if you don't give an entirely different explanation, is that the traveling had to be at the beginning of something, the beginning of the day or beginning of the night, but not in the middle. So Kachim says that that's how Rashi holds, that the Bnei Yisrael would only go out b'tchilas hayom because they always wanted to go kitov. They always wanted to travel when things were good. Where do we see such a thing, that travel Kitov? So that's in the first Amud of Maseches Pesachim. The first word of Maseches Pesachim is Or. The Mishnah says Or Larbas or Botan Es Chamis La'or Aner. So the Gemara spends like a daf and a half trying to figure out what the word Or means. Well, we know what the word Or means. The word Or always means light. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you see from that Mishnah that the word Or also has a secondary meaning where it refers to some sort of time frame, some sort of part of the day, some part of the day. So we try to go through every pasuk we could possibly find, and then every Mishnah we could possibly find where the word Or is used that doesn't mean light, where it means it means some time of day. So one of the first rayas that we bring is Haboker Or Va'anashim Shulchu, that Yosef sent his brothers home Dafka Boker Or. So we thought initially, the Gemara thought initially, Haboker Or means Or is a time of day called Boker, that it actually means morning. Gemara says no. Haboker Or, only when the Boker became light, only when the sun came up, Hanashim Shulchu, that's when he traveled. Teaches us a halacha. Lo'olam yetzei adam b'chitov. Person is always supposed to travel during the day. So maybe that plays in over here as well, that they would dafka, if you would say they weren't traveling at night, because that's a halacha. You're really only supposed to travel during the day. It happens to be there are three shittos and rishonim as to why it is that we only travel during the day. May chapa dafka mina, whether the Mishkan could travel at night or not. Because the one shita is that you travel during the day because a person is not familiar with all the pitfalls, all the bumps in the road, and it's dangerous to travel on unfamiliar roads if you can't see where you're going. Much better to be able to see where you're going. On Rockaway Turnpike for a while, there was a big pothole, like right near Costco, and you could tell which cars are used to driving down and which ones aren't. Right? The ones that are used to driving down, you just see they swerve and they go like naturally, and the other ones would go boom and continue going. So even now they fixed it. You still see cars swerving around where it used to be. So Nafkamina Tosus points out, if it's your hometown, then you could travel even at night because you're familiar. You know exactly when to swerve. You know exactly when to go. So that's if that's the inyan. But Tosus says no. Maybe the inyan is that there are ruchos, that there's the shadim and whatever. But then if you're traveling in groups, so we assume that that doesn't apply. And Rashi points out, no, we're worried about listim, we're worried about people attacking us. So that's why you don't travel at night. Or chayos ra'os. So L'chora, with the Mishkan, none of them really apply. Because the pitfalls in the road, we didn't have to worry about, because we assumed that that all of that was leveled for us. Right? That all of that was taken out of, you know, that was not a concern for us. That's why we were able to travel straight. And we didn't have to worry about Shadim and Ruchos, because we were traveling in a very large group, and listim, and we had the protection of the Ananiya Kavod. So not clear exactly why Bechitov should play a role over here. But anyway, that's what some of the Rishonim suggest. Okay, so anyway, so says Gemara Pshita. You're telling me a big chiddush Abaye. Oh, you know, we see from this brisa that they would travel even in the middle of the night. Of course, it says lelechas yom v'layla. When the Bnei Yisrael traveled in the midbar, they went even during the night. So it says when ma'od detema hani mili. When it says that they traveled b'layla, it's hecha da'okur b'yamama. That's if they started the journey during the day, they would continue traveling at night. Avlecha da'okur b'yamama. But I would assume that if they did not begin the journey during the day, b'layla lo matzi akri. They can't start a trip at night. Kamash Malan. That's why Abaye tells me, no, from this price you see that they would even begin the trip at night, because that's when the Kla'im were taken apart. That's when we had this psul of the Kadshim, because they're Yotze Chutz Kla'im. So, frankly, Marum Minhu, I'll ask you a stira. Zavim Mitzarayim are sent even at the time, sent Chutz Machna even at the time of the Masa'os. Huglulu haparochas. It says that if they would have fold up or roll up the parochas of the Mishkan and they were ready to travel, hutra zavinu mitzrayim likanis hashem. The other brisa says that the zavinu mitzrayim are allowed to go into the place where the Mishkan previously stood. Aye, but the brisa we learned previously said that Zavim and Mitzrayim are nishlach chutz l'makamo, even when the Mishkan was taken down. Remember we said, yeah, even though the Machna Shechina is no longer there, Machna Leviya, Machna Yisrael are still there and still have the full status. Some Ravashi lo kasha. Harab Lazar, Harabanan. That's actually Machlokas. The brisa that holds that Zavim and Mitzrayim are allowed to enter into the Machna once the Mishkan is down, that's Rabbi Lazar. The brisa that says that, no, they're not allowed even when the Mishkan is down, that is the Rabbanan who are cholik on Rabbi Lazar. Did Tanya, because we have a Bais that says as follows. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yachal, Dachku Zavnu Mitzorayin V'nichnasu Lazar B'Pesach Haba B'tumma, Yachal Yuchayavin. You might have thought that if Zavnu Mitzorayin pushed their way into the Beis HaMikdash in a situation where the Karban Pesach is brought B'tumma, what does it mean Karban Pesach is brought B'tumma? That Rov Klal Yisrael are Timei Mesim. So even though normally Timei Mesim has to wait till Pesach Sheni, but if Rov Klal Yisrael is Timei Mesim, they do it on Pesach Rishon. So Zavnu Mitzorayin is a different type of Tumma. That's not Timei Mesim. Timei Mesim are allowed to bring the Karban Pesach and Pesach Rishon when Rov Klal Yisrael is Timei Mesim. So you might think a Zav and a Mitzoro pushes his way in should be Chayiv Kares like any other Tamei person who's Nichnas La'azara. They're not allowed to bring their Karban Pesach B'tumei even when Rov Klal Yisrael is Timei Mesim. So Tamal Omer, Veishalchu min Amachne, Kol Tzuro V'Kol Zav V'Kol Tamei L'Nefesh. That the Torah makes a Hekesh. Mitzora, Zav, Tamei Mes, they're all thrown together in the same category. To teach us, B'sha Shetimei Mesim Shalchin, Zav and Mitzrayim Mishtalchin. Ain't Timei Mesim Mishtalchin, ain't Zav and Mitzrayim Mishtalchin. That when are Zav and Mitzrayim sent out, only when Timei Mesim are sent out. But in Pesach, Abba B'tumah, Timei Mesim are not Mishtalchin, and therefore Zav and Mitzrayim that are Nidchak V'nichnas, that push their way in, are not going to be Chayiv Kares. Rashi writes in Maseches Pesachim that even though we have this hekesh of Zav Mitzrayim to Timei Mesim, that if they're Nidchak V'nichnas, they're Potter Mikares, doesn't mean lechadchila they're allowed to go in. Lechadchila they're not allowed to go into the Azari even during a Karban Pesach that's Ba Betuma. The Hekesh is only to pater them from Kares if they were Dochek v'nichnas. The Pasuk says, Ish ish ki yeh tamil l'nefesh, dafke if most people are tamil l'nefesh, it's brought b'tumah. Tumah ziva, tumah saras, is not really a heter. The Hekesh only goes so far. It only goes so far as to tell me that they're not going to be chayiv kares. So Rabbi Lazar, who holds that a zavan mitzora, who's nidchak v'nichnas into the Azara on Pesach, let's carve b'tumah, is not going to be chayiv. So he'll hold that when the parochas came down, when the parochas came down of the Mishkan, that Timei Mesim were not mishtaleach because the Machna Shechina is no longer there, and he learned from the Hekesh that Zavim Mitzrayim are allowed to enter there as well. So, because since Timei Mesim are not limited from their Machna while we're traveling, because there was no Machna Shechina anymore, so this Hekesh will tell us that Zavim and Mitzrayim were allowed in as well. But the Chachamim who disagree will say that no, that just because the Machna Shechina is Mesulak, the Machna Levia, and Machna Yisrael is still in place, and all the halachos of it are still in place. Okay, new mission now. Achas shtei alechem, achas lechem apanim, both the shtei alechem and lechem apanim, lishasim varichasim bachutz. They would do the preparation and the arranging of the breads outside of the Azara, not in the Makom Kadosh. Rafiyasim bifnim, but the baking had to be done in the Azara, in the Makom Kadosh. The Einan Dochas is Shabbos, you're not allowed to bake the lechem apanim, the shtei alechem on Shabbos. Rabbi Domer kol maaseim bifnim. They would do the lisha, the aricha, everything was done in the Azara. It all had to be done in the Azara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, liolim avi ragil. Rabbi Shimon used to say that we should always train ourselves to say, Tiferes Yisrael points out in the Mishnah, he used to say we have to train ourselves to say this because this is not a limud that can be derived from Sukkim. So this was sort of a Kabbalah from his Rebbein. So he's much more makbid since you're not going to be able to reconstruct it in your head based on looking at the Psukkim and the Midrash and Torah and Drash. Then he would like sort of ingrain it into his Talmidim that you should be rugged to say Shtei Alechem Alechem Apanim Ksheres Bazaruk Ksheres Beis Pagi, that Shtei Alechem Alechem Apanim are kosher not only Azara but in Beis Pagi as well. So Beis Pagi Pashas means all of Yerushalayim. Rashi writes, it means all of Yerushalayim. Rashi Masechta Sota says that anywhere inside the Choma is called Beis Pagi because the outer wall of Yerushalayim is called Pagi. Pagi is something that surrounds something entirely. So in Pesachim Rashi writes, Beis Pagi is a place that's near the outer wall of Yerushalayim. Either way, it means that. It means the same thing. Anywhere inside of Yerushalayim. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos disagrees with Rashi. Yields Beis Pagi is a place that's right near Har HaBayis. It's called Beis Pagi because that's where the Menachos were baked, and Pas Bag HaMelech. So HaMelech, the Pasuk says in Daniel. So that's how the Rambam understands. Beis Pagi. It's a combination of Pas and Bag, which appears in Sefer Daniel. So, okay. Bottom line is, though, it's outside of the Azara. So says Mar Hagu Fakash. It's a Stira Minei Bey in the Mishnah. Amrit Lishasim V'Arichasim V'Chutz Amamidus Yavishlonis Gacha. We said the Lisha and the Aricha has to be outside of the Azara because apparently the Kalim that you're using are not Niskadesh, so it doesn't have to be in the Azara yet. But then you say it has to be baked inside the Azara. Amamidus Yavish Niskacha makes it sound like it is Niskadesh. So Amar Rabba, Hiksha Adam Kasha Shu Kasha Kabarzel Uman Rav Sheshes. Ah, what a hard Kasha. And the person who asks this Kasha is Kasha Kabarzel, which Rashi understands means he's able to be Chote Halacha. He knows how to cut through the Halacha. It also says, probably relates to what it says in Tainus, that Kol Talmud Chacham Shein Kasha Kabarzel is Eino Talmud Chacham. That a Talmud Chacham has certain Hakpados, is very strong minded, right? That's what it means that it's Kasha Kabarzel. But anyway, says Gemara, nah, my Kushya, why is this a Kasha at all? Dilma Yisorun Mekadesh Tanur Mekadesh. What's the kasha? The Isaron measuring cup that they used before the Lisha and the Aricha is not Mekadesh, but the oven is Mekadesh. So the Afiyah had to be in the Azara. Eli Ikasha Akasha. No, the Kasha must have been as follows. Afiyasim Bifnim Alma Tanur Mekadesh. Afiyasim Bifnim implies that the Tanur is Mekadesh Velechem. The Ein Dochos is a Shabbos, and the Malachos of Lechem Apanim are not Dochos Shabbos, meaning they would bake it on Erev Shabbos. But if it was ready Kadosh at the time of the baking, and the baking was Erev Shabbos, If Sala Belina, it all should have become possible Belina by the time they ate it. Amrava Hiksha Adam Kasha Shu Kasha Kabarza Laman Rav Sheshes. That's a good Kasha. Amravashi, no, it's not. My Kushya. Dilma Mai Mi Bifnim, Bimakum's reason. Maybe when we said that that the baking has to be done Bifnim, it doesn't mean it had to be done in the Azara because it's Makadish. It means in a place where the Kohanim are working because the Kohanim are his reason. That's all it means. Vahad Ravashi Barusehi. That which Ravashi answered is thrown out of the base measure. It's not correct. Manafshach. I afia bi'inan's reason. If the baking of lechem apanim were so choshish for chimutz that you need zrizin, you need kohanim, so lisha varichanami bina zrizin. I mean, the reason why you would need the kohanim who are being very careful is because this has to remain matzah. At what point does it first start having a risk of becoming chametz? Not at the afia, at the lisha, when you first mix it with water. So that would require zrizin as well. The lisha varicha lo bina zrizin, and if the lisha and aricha do not require zrizin, lafianami lo bina zrizin, then the afia doesn't require zrizin either. Ela de Ravashi Barusahi. So that's what we have to say, that Ravashi's Shita is thrown out of the Beis Medrash. Just very quickly to mention, what you have to say is that the beginning of the Mishnah is two separate Tanaim. One Tana says that the Afiyah of the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei Alechem are Bifnim, that the Lechem Apanim is Nefa even on Shabbos, and the other one says that the Asiyah of the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei Alechem is not Tocha Shabbos, must hold that the Lechem Apanim is Bachutz. So you can't mix those two Psakim. Predictably, the Rambam does. So we have to then figure out what the Shitas HaRambam is going to be, how he understands the Maskana of the Gemara. Okay, but so we'll pick up with Rabbi Yehuda tomorrow.